เยอะ
ตอนนี้ทั้งโลกจะมีทั้งโฮมเพจPage Kuf Mem Dalid. Once again, we're in the basic level of bitachon, where we're talking about basic needs of a person. And this is like probably the most important and powerful statement of bitachon versus hishtadlus that there is, where the Chayyim Halbavos insists that you do your best and you work hard and you do everything that you have to do. But you keep in mind that what you're doing is essentially meaningless. Its only meaningfulness is not only its meaningfulness is.
Who got this one?
It's meaning. The soda that I schlepped from America was stolen from the refrigerator. You can't leave things there in the afternoon.
I wasn't supposed to be.
Its meaningfulness is that Hashem wants us to do that. Now that's pretty meaningful. That's not small potatoes. But in terms of the result, it's meaningless. So a person, the biggest nisayon in the world, the biggest nisayon in life, because it's everything we do, is to keep that balance. To do the best job that I can possibly do at whatever I do, because Hashem wants me to do the best job. And to keep in mind that what I'm doing is essentially meaningless in terms of the result. I'm just doing it because Hashem wants me to do it, but He will determine the result. If a person is able to juggle those two balls, then when the question is asked, well, where do I draw the line? I could always do more, because I could keep the store open 18 hours a day, 20 hours a day. So then, that's how we temper what we do. Because since... You know, that's how you say, okay, I'll do what's normal. Because that's all Hashem wants me to do. What's normal. If it's me, so why should I stop at being normal? Why should I stop at a half a page here? Why should I stop at a full page here? I'll take a 4-page color, glossy, scrape and smell ad, right? I'll hire a skywriter to write the name of my product in the sky. But if what I'm doing is essentially meaningless in terms of the result, I'm only doing it because Hashem wants me to do it, then it has a natural break, with the break being what's normal. Now, you do your best because a person's supposed to do their best, but it's mugbal by what's considered normal. Now, obviously, there's still a lot of leeway, because, like you say, Shaitaka take a full page in, maybe a half a page in is enough. Do I have to go to the best doctor? Maybe the fourth best doctor is enough. So these are issues that come up in life, and there's no easy resolutions, and learning the Chayim Halbavos won't really help us much to resolve those more subtle decisions that a person has to make. But halavai we would be holding there. Like, if you study law, so a law professor knows, he's talking about a concept, and right away the class asks him like a crazy case. You know, I think there's an expression in law school, like unusual cases make bad law. There's such an expression. Like, that's not the norm. You'll always have a crazy case. Let's first get the yesodos of bitachon and hishtadlus, and then we'll worry about those crazy cases when they come up. So now let's learn inside. We're still learning about this inyan. We'll start page Kuf Mem Dalid, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 lines from the bottom. 11 lines up from the bottom of page Kuf Mem Dalid. The Kacha Dover Binyan Abrius Vahacholi. Till now he was talking about Parnasa and having your needs, what you need. So when it comes to health and sickness, Shechayev Adam Liftoach Al Hashem B'kach, when we're talking about basic health, the person should be healthy and be fully able to function and do whatever a person can do. They're supposed to be able to do. So It's a no-brainer to have rely on Hashem, because Hashem made you, and Hashem wants you to use all the kochos that a person can use. But the yisaseg b'hasmodas habriyus, you have to do what you can in terms of health. The sibos shesem b'timon, whether it's eating healthy, wearing a coat in the winter, putting bars on your window, crossing only by the crosswalk, you know, whatever it takes, whatever you're supposed to do. The yimna sacholi, and make sure you don't get sick, not make sure you don't get sick. See, that's a bad way of putting it. Do the things you're supposed to do to avoid disease. The noe shiragilim lamono, in the normal way.
Getting a shot?
What?
Getting a shot. The doctor's office.
I don't want to say anything that's a little controversial. Yes, getting a shot, even though it causes autism. I made a joke out of it because they know it doesn't.
But that's not the norm.
To get a shot is the norm.
Yeah, but causing autism, sure, is not the norm.
What? Okay, I don't want to start that because then we'll start talking about the antennas. The Yimna Sacholi. Benoach Shirgilim Lamono, Kefishat Sivu Hashem Yisroman Viyashadir, the Rapo Yurape. So it's very interesting. The Chodesh Avoda sees in the Torah allowing you to go to a doctor an explicit statement that you do your Hishtadlus for your health. The Gemara talks about that a doctor, from the perspective of the doctor, that the doctor, there's no such thing, Hashem said he should be sick. Who are you to go and intervene? So Hashem, that's part of the world that Hashem made, that there should be doctors that should cure you. But the Chaim Galvavus is talking from the perspective of the person going to the doctor. So you see that you do your hishtadlus in health matters. Mibli sheyivtach al sibus habrios la'acholi. That's the trick. Don't rely on the doctor. Don't rely on the vitamins. Plenty. And this is really easy, because when you think about all the people who go to doctors and die on the way home, and all the people that take vitamins and it doesn't help them, now, I'm not saying that proves that you shouldn't go to a doctor or proves you shouldn't take vitamins. But what it should always remind us of, just like those people who graduated the top of their class and they can't get a job, right? And then there's people who flunked out of school, and Bill Gates, I don't know if he flunked out of school, but right. So we should, so you don't take that, oh, what do you have to go to school for? You either have to go to school or you don't have to go to school. I don't know. I know if you want to become a doctor, you have to go to medical school. You have to.
Right.
I don't know, maybe other professions, you don't have to go to graduate school. You either do or you don't. I don't know, you have to see each profession if you really have to or not. But there's enough give in the world that we should take that as a reminder that Hashem's running the world, right? Plenty of healthy people drop dead of heart attacks, and people who smoke and do everything wrong live very long lives. Again, I don't mean to show, but that should always be a reminder that it's up to Hashem, right? A doctor who knows that the people that get better and the people who don't get better, a doctor probably sees better than anyone else that he can't put his finger on why this one got better and why this one didn't get better. He doesn't know. They did the same regimen. They did the same thing. But that's perfect and beautiful for bitachon. You do what you're supposed to do according to the medical profession. If someday they prove that this is silly and don't bother doing it, and they, so now you leave up to the medical profession to come up with those conclusions. But once it's but if it's accepted as a norm, so that you have to do it. The fact that you really see b'chush, that it's, you see it's not really dependent on that, should serve as a constant reminder that the real source is Hashem. And this you're doing because you have to do it. Hashem wants you to do it.
There's something that's not considered the norm. Forgetting how we define the norm. Something that's not considered the norm, and you do that, is that a lack of a cover?
It very well might be. It depends why the person's doing it. Let's say a person doesn't eat red meat. Let's take red meat as an example. So if the person is personally convinced that eating red meat is dangerous, then it's not a chasaron bitachon. But if the person says, and this is why I personally feel, is my opinion, but hey, I'm the Rav, you got to listen to my opinion. All these health nuts, I hold it's today's Avodah Zarah. Because what they're really saying is, they're not saying, if you truly, I don't believe they really believe that if you truly don't jog every day, you don't do this every day, it's really dangerous. What they're really thinking is, I can control my health. I can be in control. And I'm going to do things to ensure that I live long and that I be healthy, and that's why there's such a fanaticism about it. The anti-smoking campaign is a wonderful thing, but I'm sure everyone here has noticed that there's a fanaticism about it, and they pass laws. So good, if you say it's because of secondhand smoke, which is taka dangerous, and I have no raya, but I smell that there's a fanaticism, and that's why they want to start ossering trans fats, and they want to start. It's like it's mamish. I hold it's like the migdol. They say we can control our fate, and it's not a good thing. So to answer your question, if a person goes on the net and becomes convinced that eating red meat is like drinking poison, then it wouldn't be chasaron bitachon. But if they're thinking,
if the norm is not that,
it's not a chasaron bitachon, it's a chasaron seichel. You see what I'm saying? If they're convinced that it's dangerous, so it's not a chasaron bitachon. It's foolishness, maybe, or maybe they're right. Maybe they're at the cutting edge. Someone had to say smoking was dangerous when the Welt thought it was healthy, right? Everybody used to think it's healthy. In a movie, like the hero, like the most masculine thing you can do is take a puff on a cigarette. That was like in the 30s and 40s and 20s. That was like very virile, like very early. You took a smoke, like, right? A woman took a smoke, like, whoa. So, again, it might be cutting edge.
But according to this, that's not our problem.
But if they think that every, that's not the norm. But people die young. I'm not going to die young. I'm going to stay away from red meat. Then it's a chasaron bitachon. Yeah. I think
it's not the equivalent of a neder that I'm not going to have any red meat because they're offering the stuff to them. But on the other hand, even in the Torah, you're supposed to take part in the carbon pesach. You're eating red meat, you know. So,
well, I'm not sure what your point is. You're making a case against vegetarianism. No, even the a Jewish vegetarian would be modeh. I would have to assume. And Adarabba would say that the only type of meat that's mutter to eat would be a karban. Because that's taka kadosh, and some of it's for Hashem, and some of it's for me, and it's taka sanctified. I would assume. Because the vegetarian says don't kill an animal to eat it. But if you kill it as a karban, then it's like you maybe it's reached its tachlis in the bria. And a frum Jewish vegetarian, which there are those, knows that there's karbonos in the Torah, but I think they say, I think they say, Adarabba, you see in the Midbar, it was only mutter to eat meat of a karbon. The taka wasn't, according to one tana, it wasn't mutter to eat of meat of chulin, because it's taka beer to stam kill an animal to eat it. But a karbon, now it reached its tachlis in the world, so that you could taka eat. I assume, but that's already vegetarianism. So I think I answered your question. And again, so the question is, if you want to know if you should not eat red meat and stay away from trans fat, who do you go to? You go to a Rav, I guess, right? But the Rav has to consult with nutritionists. In other words, ultimately a Rav has the achrayus. They don't always do it. I'm serious. They don't always do it. But they have the achrayus, if they're going to answer such shailas, to do the research and to form an opinion what's the norm, yeah, and what's not the norm. Now, it's not always objective, because different people form different opinions. And, you know, a person could become convinced, well, you know, it's not the norm, but it should be the norm, or enough people stay away from regular water and only drink bottled water. You don't know if you put a filter on your sink. I'm not talking about the bug filter. I'm talking about when they come to your house and they try to convince you that it's mamish terrible to drink water from the tap, and they put on a demonstration, and before you know it, they hooked up the thing to your sink, and you owe them $32 a month. And like, whoa, whoa. And then they want to charge you for taking it away. Like, you didn't even, like, before you turn around, they got you. This happened to me once on Sorotsky. Like, I made them take it off. I didn't pay them. Anyway, yeah. So this is, but this is life. This is like, this is every day. This goes on every day. And your job, and your food. Now we're talking about health. Now, don't rely on the medicine. Don't rely on the doctor that they will help him or hurt him. Kim b'rshus Hashem yisaleh. Everything is shluchim from Hashem. But now, ironically, the chashe yivtach al Hashem. This is what we learned in the first parak, in the Hakdama. Actually, when you have your bitachon, you stand a better chance at the medicine working. If the doctors know that the medicine works for 62% of the population, you stand, the Chavir Brothers tells us in his Hakdama, if your mind thinks the right way and you're relying on Hashem, not the medicine, then ironic, what ends up happening is that then you stand a better chance that you'll be from those 62%. Then Hashem responds in kind. That's what we learned in Hakdama. But if you rely on the medicine, then Hashem says, okay, so you'll be from the 34% or whatever. Okay, we'll stop here. We have to learn Kitzur. I have to run away.